Bill to change education agencies and boost teacher salaries. Headlines are local news at this hour. I'm Tom Robinson. Our temperature here at 8 o'clock is 19 degrees, 40 the high today, 24 the low tonight. Warms up to 59 on Thursday, 65 on Friday, 57 Saturday, 54 on Sunday, 53 Monday, and 50 on Tuesday. Iowa Senate approved a bill that will change the structure and funding of Iowa's education system. It includes a 2.5% increase in state funding for K-12 public schools and higher minimum teacher salaries. The legislation, soon to be signed by Governor Reynolds, aims to enhance teacher compensation and accountability in the education system. The bill has faced criticism from Democrats who argue that the changes to area education agencies could negatively impact special education services. Iowa House District 18 Republican Representative Tom Moore from Griswold emphasizes the bill's potential to improve student achievement and attract more teachers to Iowa. Moore admits there is work to be done in the AEA bill.
You know, what we've done there is just a start. There's going to be work there because there's going to be some snafus in the bill. There always is. We're going to have to address. You know, there's going to be things that we didn't, unintended consequences, we call them, that happen in a bill. And there's going to be some things there. But the big key to that AEA thing is that we're going to have a task force to look at it and to do what's best for our schools and for our kids.
Moore says the bill aims to improve special education scores, improve relationships between schools and the AEAs, and take a step forward. Moore says the biggest key to this education bill is the teacher compensation package that goes along with this bill. The legislation includes a 2.5% state supplemental aid for Iowa's public schools and sets the minimum teacher starting salaries at $47,500 in the first year and $50,000 in the second year, along with a minimum wage of $60,000 for teachers with 12 years of experience in the first year and $62,000 in year number two.
We've got all kinds of small rural schools that are still at $34,000, $35,000 for starting salary. To me, that means education is taking a big step forward, and we're now going to have more quality individuals going into the teaching profession because it's paying them a good living wage, because that's going to move us to fifth in the nation for starting teacher salaries. That's incredible, you know, that Iowa is fifth in the nation, because you couple that with the fact we're the best state in the nation for affordability for those people from 18 to 35. It's a huge upgrade. And when we get better people in education, we're going to have people that are able to stay in their positions. We're going to have people in rural Iowa that aren't jumping from small schools to bigger schools because the bigger schools can afford a better salary. And I just think all around it's going to be an incredible advancement for education in Iowa.
The bill also includes $14 million going to pair educators and support staff, which means a pay increase to close, if not $15 per hour. A recently approved bill allows teenagers as young as 14 and 15 to drive to work without adult supervision. Under the new law, teens can drive to any job, not just farm work or school-related activities. However, restrictions include limiting driving distance to 25 miles and prohibiting driving as part of the job. While supporters argue the bill provides valuable work experience for teens, opponents express concerns about safety and the potential impact on car insurance rates. The bill now awaits consideration in the Iowa House. Additionally, Iowa House Republicans have advanced resolutions to amend the state constitution, making it harder to raise income taxes and introducing a flat tax system. The first resolution requires a two-thirds majority in the legislature to increase income taxes. In contrast, the second resolution mandates a flat income tax rate for all taxpayers. Supporters argue these changes would align with Republican efforts to lower taxes, potentially leading to a complete elimination of income tax by 2026. Critics, mostly Democrats, raise concerns about the impact on low-income individuals and the flexibility of future lawmakers during economic downturns. More news on the way.